The content of this program is meant for educational purposes only, because knowledge is power. However, the controversial subject matter discussed may not necessarily reflect the views of this station, its management, staff, or its advertisers. Change only happens when we, the people, become part of the solution. That's why more and more patriotic Americans are tuning in to the Power Hour. Now, here's your host, Dave Krieger.
And a pleasant good morning once again. The Power Mall is open, 877-817-9829. Power Hour Jay is standing by to take your call. We have 10% off Miracle Skin products this week, as well as 5% off Heaven's Harvest storable food for a limited time. The gift certificates also are 5% off through the rest of the month. Tis the season. You know, here's the thing. Gift certificates, when you can't figure out what to buy your loved one or you want a stocking stuffer, that's a good thing. And support small businesses. I really want to stay away from the big box stores as much as possible. I mean, they can weather out the storm. They obviously did during the COVID pandemic. So be it. I posted a new Substack article on why 99.9% of all foreclosures are illegal. Part two. Part one's already out. Those of you that have paid subscriptions to my Substack page can read the entire article, which contains solutions to the foreclosure problem. So if you or somebody you know is facing foreclosure at this time of the year, I know the economy sucks. And the bigger problem is that people have a hard time paying their bills. And if that happens, the very first thing to go is obviously the hazard insurance. How do I know these things? Because I've written 8 books on the subject, 4 of them which are on sale at the Power Mall. Clouded Titles was the second book I wrote, 432 pages of dynamite information, basically encapsulates the entire period between 2007 and 2016, and this is still going on now, 7 years later. I will identify in these particular issues on Substack about real estate mortgage investment conduits and why they cannot foreclose. If you or somebody you know is going through this, you might want to turn them onto the Substack page. Tell them it's a cheap date. We have a team out there that can help. It's not legal advice. It's legal research, right? Big difference. Cheryl Chumley is going to be talking about COVID shots and the Biden-Fauci hypocrisy. Natural immunity proving better than COVID shots. No, duh. All right. Well, see, Fauci just came out and said he has no place in his heart now for Catholicism. Doesn't work anymore. No sense in going to church. Huh? Going to mass. Is that what it is? Yeah, he didn't care. Fauci got rich off all this. There's some talk that he teamed up with the CIA to make sure that all of this went forward. And Rand Paul, by the way, is investigating this. He really thinks that Fauci went to the CIA and that they have had conversations about how to further this and murder as many people as possible. That's the talk. 4 minutes after the hour, and Cheryl Chumley is supposed to be joining us at the bottom of this hour. In the meantime, phone lines are open, 844-769-2944. For those of you who want to chime in, Dr. Joe Mercola eats 6 egg yolks a day with only one of the whites. You know, it's amazing. We have egg whites and egg yolks. The yolks are normally yellow. In farm fresh eggs, for those of you who have had them, like me, they're orange in color, yellowish orange. So he eats 6 egg yolks a day because the yolks contain choline, which reduces inflammation. Studies have linked higher choline intake to a range of benefits, including a decreased risk for heart disease, 24% decreased risk for breast cancer, and the prevention of non-alcoholic fatty liver disease. Huh. No wonder after a night of binge drinking, people hard boil eggs, separate the white from the yolk, and just eat the yolks. Yeah, all that alcohol turns to sugar, as you know, right?
I'll
tell you the one imitation I've had a hard time doing, and that was Foster Brooks. But I'll tell you what. Do you remember that they used to have the roasts? Dean Martin used to roast all these celebrities and stuff, and Foster Brooks used to get up there. And I mean, you go on YouTube, and any of Foster Brooks is hysterical. Because people, you know, I don't know how he did it. I actually watched him live at the Golden Buffet in North Kansas City. He used to play there a lot. He was a regular and would perform at the Gold Buffet. And I watched him one night, and it was just fantastic watching him. He plays a great drunk. Of course, he's no longer with us, but, you know, the thing is laughter is indeed the best medicine. Now, what about your doctor? When you go to the doctor, see, again, we all go get the jab. All of this is starting to come around full circle because of the blood-brain barrier and your gut microbiome, and all of this stuff gets affected. And what happens when you go to the doctor and the doctor says, well, here, lay down on the table, and he starts pressing around your gut? You know how they do that with their hands? I got my hand up there, and I'm showing you. They take their four fingers, and they press down on your abdomen to feel around in there. I have not the faintest idea why they think they can do it. Maybe it's because they're trying to detect a hernia. I don't know. But practices, procedures, and guidelines may be stifling treatment at your doctor's office as far as your gut microbiome. See, manipulating it by increasing various strains of bacteria and fungi can be a powerful tool for healing painful, life-altering symptoms in the GI tract. Evidence that this work is a solution to the situation. It can work. It's growing. Evidence is growing. Medical doctors are examining the issue through a fog mirror, however, because they rely on guidelines developed by who? The American Gastroenterological Association. I spent a lot of time at KU Medical Center in the GI area, and so I can tell you, I have seen this with my own two eyeballs. And these medical societies put out all of these parameters, protocols, whatever you want to call them. And they spell out the sequence of diagnostic and treatment approaches for each phase of diseases affecting the gut. They just wait for the evidence to manifest itself. Sometimes it's too late, but clinicians follow those guidelines like a flowchart. Amazing how that works. For those of you out there that think it's okay to medicate your kids because they've got some sort of attention deficit hyperactivity disorder or ADHD, I always like watching Dale Jones. He said, you know, back when I was in school, he said they didn't have an ADHD. You know what they called it? Stupid. Yeah, see, he's being funny. But this is no laughing matter. If you have a child who, some psychiatrist says, well, he's a little hyperactive, we need to put him on Ritalin or lithium or, you know, wow. Well, the Swedes decided they were going to conduct a study. About 6 million or 1 in 10 children ages 3 to 17 have been diagnosed with ADHD, according to the CDC. You going to believe that? Well, there must be something wrong with my kid. You see, you're self-diagnosing. Yeah, you're diagnosing your child. I remember when my mom got dementia, and my wife was talking to her, and she was going through all these old prescriptions she dug out of her drawer and tried to take them. And my wife said, those scripts are way expired. What are you doing? Are you a doctor? And my mom says, yeah, I'm a doctor. I'm just like, okay, yes, you really are out there, Mom. God love her. But, you know, it's just amazing living with somebody like that and watching them go downhill. It's sad in many ways, but, you know, you learn to appreciate the time that you had with them, right? Earlier in the show, I talked about the FDA approving lab-grown meat. Yeah, it's here. Guess what? Only the U.S. and Singapore have allowed lab-grown meat into their countries. Lab-grown chicken's already here. Cultivated chicken. Yeah. Upside Foods and Good Meat. These are two companies. Upside Foods and Good Meat. These are two companies that make what they call cultivated chicken. Cell-based proteins. Good Meat is owned by plant-based egg substitute maker Eat Just. Said production is starting immediately. Cultivated or lab-grown meat is grown in a giant vat, much like what you'd find at a beer brewery. Think about that, folks. And then they're going to sell all these at a cheap date. It's going to cost them more to manufacture this stuff. And they're trying to pander it, and God only knows if there is an mRNA in this lab-grown meat that they're trying to get the jab out there. Now, I'm sorry, folks. You're going to have to put your foot down on this. First, they got your chicken. Now they want your steak. They use steak glue. You really got to be careful about this. And I'm not trying to downplay restaurants, but, you know, the family farm-to-market, farm-to-table kinds of places, probably the best places you can get a regular steak or a nice chicken. But stay out of the stores when it comes to these things. These grocery stores are idiots, and they're going to carry it. You watch all the buyers out there going to go, oh, this is the new thing, Impossible Meat. They're going to put it on their shelves. They're going to put, you know, plant-based. Here, all you vegans, try this stuff. Whatever. You see, it's the brainwash. Yeah. Earlier, I told you about Elon Musk saying that X is going to reinstate Alex Jones's account after it polled all of its users. Twitter banned Alex Jones and his website InfoWars in 2018, saying the accounts violated its behavior policies. Now they're going to let him back on. And of course, they couldn't reinstate the account without the media referring to him as U.S. conspiracy theorist Alex Jones. Poll of the site's users backed his return. According to Elon Musk, the people have spoken, and so it shall be. Yes. I and the opposite shore will be. Yeah. One if by land and two if by sea. Okay. Yeah, so Alex Jones, I'm coming back on. I've been a guest on his show multiple times. Trust me, after I really wanted to jump in and start imitating Alex right there on his show. He's a riot, really, to be on his show. And he does get the word out. I'm not slamming Alex. 70% of all the X account folks, I mean, his account is back live, too, by the way. So any of those of you who want to watch can go watch. It's totally cool. I mean, you got to get the word out somehow. But again, like Reagan said, trust but verify. And again, no matter what happens, understand that he is going to continue on his tirade about stuff no matter what. I've been there. I've seen it in person. I've been to the studio in Austin, Texas multiple times. I've been on the air with multiple people in his entourage, including Owen Schroyer and Leanne and Rob Dew and David Wright. You know, been on with all of them, talking about the foreclosure mess and various other things. Understand that the man has a big heart. We all, because of what is going on out there with the woke citizenry out there and people who get a little overly zealous about things. He got himself in trouble, got sued, got some really bad attorneys whose law clerks sold him down the river. And like us here at the Power Hour, he could no longer afford to be on shortwave. I'm sorry, it's too expensive. We're struggling enough as it is. But, I mean, Alex Jones is too. So, you know, but we're not a sinking ship. We're still here. So is he. This is just one more platform that has decided, you know what? He deserves to say what he thinks. We should not censor him. So all you leftists out there that think that only your speech matters, there's some right ones out there too. I won't name names, but you know, you see them on TV all the time. Only their opinion matters. Yours doesn't. This is why we have open lines here on the Power Hour at 844-769-2944. A former Tesla employee has come forward voicing serious concerns about the safety and readiness of Tesla's autopilot system for public road use. Says, I don't think the hardware is ready and the software is ready. I don't think it is. It's not ready. They're not ready. I've said this. We're about 30 years behind and really good. You know, this Tesla's phantom braking and full self-driving package. Now, about 100 gigabytes of data, including customer complaints about these systems, was leaked to a German business newspaper, Handelsblatt. Say prayers for those people in Tennessee, six people killed, tens of thousands without power as tornadoes hit Montgomery County, Tennessee over the weekend. Two-year-old boy and his mother were among the three people killed there. Geoengineering Watch, Dane Wiegandkin, can't forget him. He's issued a news alert, global alert news number 435. You can tell he's been out there a while, right? The U.S. Navy War College is promoting a seminar entitled Geoengineering the Earth's Climate. Yep. Official sources and Matrix Media, however, both trying to marginalize any public discussion of this most dire issue. The ongoing cop-out 28 global climate conference is being seen as smoke and mirrors facade that it is. A recent geoengineering patent promotes the spraying of highly toxic dimethylamine into our skies to enhance cloud formation. At ground level, thousands of tons of dead fish wash ashore in Japan shortly after the mass release of Fukushima wastewater. Toxic skies, toxic seas, toxic everything. How much longer can we survive on a dying planet? Is there still time to turn the tide? That's the article. And of course, we have an email blast. All you have to do is go to thepowerhour.com. Go to the newsletter tab, click on the subscribe button, fill out the information, put your email in there. We'll send you, that is if you have internet. Otherwise, you have to just, you know, dial into the show because we constantly repeat this on our website or, you know, we repeat it, I think, if you go or manage to find us online. And it's on Rumble. So I know the internet, you know, see, and those of you who are internet savvy, understand where I'm going with this thing. And it's sometimes you just, we have to have internet. It's the only way people are communicating now. And those who want to live in yesterworld, they have a phone or they don't have a phone completely. They have a shortwave radio and this is how they listen. They've secluded themselves out in the hinterland. Nobody knows where they are. Well, yeah, they do. There's no getting around because of technology. The Bible even said that technology was going to increase as the days wore on, and they're going to use it against you. This is why we use Alexa for certain things, and when we're not using her, we unplug her because she listens to conversations. Have we figured that out yet? In the gardening, farming, and homesteading section, I got a couple of good, interesting stories here. There is a mom of 33, or mom of three, rather, saves $33,000 while shopping for her family and shares tips to bargain like a pro. So there you go. Helen Lyford-Smith, who's 33 years old, says she spent a total of $5,000 on everything for her three kids, including clothes, toys, reusable cloth nappies, and furniture. Amazing how that works. So understand, here's another one for you. A Canadian family, now this blows me away. They got together, pooled their money, and paid $1.9 million, or $2.6 million Canadian, for a 100-acre compound to all live and raise their kids together. There's a story about that, too. Amazing how that happens. Wow. Second Amendment. Sign of things to come. Are you really prepared? And like I said, I'm not advocating going out and blowing away the neighborhood just because you disagree with what everybody says. No, they're entitled to free speech. See, it works both ways. The left obviously doesn't understand what the Constitution says because they've been told how and what to think in these libtard institutions of allegedly higher learning. A couple returned to their Texas home to find an armed intruder inside, but the homeowner also was packing a pistol and fatally shot the intruder. This according to Harris County Sheriff's Office. The man who was shot was taken to a hospital. He was pronounced dead, according to the station, KPRC-TV. We're not sure, according to the sheriff, Dr. Sergeant Jason Brown, what the circumstances are that led the guy to being inside. He possibly entered through an unlocked front door, but as right now, homeowners state they don't know who he is or why he would have been there. Gee, what if he was an illegal immigrant? What if? Bob, what about one of the 670,000 gotaways? What if he was one of them? But he had a gun, so maybe the guy had warrants out. Who knows? You know, it's habit forming. The ACLU, by the way, is going to step up and represent the National Rifle Association in a Supreme Court. Yeah. It's in a case against Maria Bulo, a former superintendent of the New York Department of Financial Services, alleging she violated the First Amendment by pressuring regulated financial institutions like banks and insurers to stop doing business with the NRA. So, the Supreme Court has agreed to take up the matter, and the ACLU is going to represent them. Under COVID-related news, which you should know, we can all start. I put a little note up there for those of you reading our email blast. We have that Wizard of Oz thing that we play on occasion that starts out lions and tigers and bears. Oh, my. Repeat that until you start laughing, because the U.S. Centers for Disease Control and Prevention, your friends and mine at the CDC, indicated that the JN.1 COVID-19 subvariant is increasingly across the United States, comprising potentially a third of all cases. Lions and tigers and bears. Oh, my. Yeah. The CDC, liars. Remember how many times they cried wolf? Think about it. I have a real problem with that. As of December 8th, this last week, it now makes up 15 to 29% of the cases, according to the CDC, JN.1. And it's going to increase as a proportion of SARS-CoV-2 genomic sequences. Currently the fastest growing variant in the U.S. La-di-da, CDC. Remember natural immunity? We're going to be talking to Cheryl Chumley about that when she comes on at the after the bottom of the hour break. We have a really high percentage, 60% almost, of Americans in heartland states. See, it's all about the heartland. The interior won't get the COVID booster. The findings from the traditional Midwestern states plus 10 surrounding states are significantly higher than the national average of 51%. 57% of residents in the 22 American heartland states report they will not get the new COVID-19 vaccine this year. This is a study, according to Emerson College polling. The study was conducted by the CUNY Graduate School of Public Health, Emerson Polling's longtime partner in health surveying. Gee, I wonder how they phrased the survey. But you see, the thing is, what they're talking about is 60% of Americans won't get the booster. That means that those people participating in the study had to be ferreted out to find out whether or not they got the first two jabs. And that means that somebody had to call them up and ask them, did you get the COVID-19 vaccine? And people who did wear it like a badge of honor, a lot of them, you know, it makes you wonder which 57% of the residents they surveyed, doesn't say how many, but imagine that. They got to ask them to violate HIPAA in order to get an accurate count. Because if you say, no, I'm not taking the booster, okay, well, we'll just make a check. No, it doesn't work like that. You have to qualify the people you are surveying to understand whether or not they've gotten the first two jabs. And because of all the latest news surrounding the contamination of the jabs, especially Pfizer, Pfizer's leaving 1 in 3 recipients with an unintended immune response. Imagine that. Unintended immune response. Craziness, huh? So think about that in the survey. People are getting sick because this stuff, the synthetic messenger ribonucleic acid, is not flawless. This is a peer-reviewed University of Cambridge study published this last week in the scientific journal Nature. Yeah, the Nobel Prize-winning technique is far from flawless. It's doing more harm than good. 1 in 3 people getting the Pfizer mRNA jab have an unintended immune response. This is modified RNA, not messenger, modified. It's got junk in it. Wow. Amazing. We got through all of the news today, all 64 news stories. Cheryl Chumley joins us after the bottom of the hour break here in the Power Hour. She's the author of Lockdown, The Socialist Plan to Take Away Your Freedom. We'll be back after the break, after these important messages from the Power Hour. Stay with us.
iComplex CS is a comprehensive natural medicine formula to nourish and heal eye tissue formulated by a board-certified MD ophthalmologist, Dr. Robert Abel. Why you need vitamins for your eyesight? There is a direct and proven physiological connection between the nutrients we put into our body and the quality of our eyesight. Some vitamins for eyesight can be absorbed from the food we eat, but other vital nutrients cannot, especially if you're not eating a daily, nutritionally balanced diet. Additional supplements are essential for optimal eye health as well as your overall physical health. With 23 vitamins and nutrients such as N-acetylcysteine, which is important for removing toxic substances from the liver, this, the most complete clinical strength eye and total body multivitamin available in one supplement. Call the Power Mall at 877-817-9829 or order online at thepowermall.com.
Come to the Power Mall today and purchase Mediterranean black seed oil from North American Urban Spice. Exclusively from the genetic source and never standardized. Cold pressed, it's so good it supports cardiovascular, respiratory, immune, digestive, neurologic health, and so much more. Said to be good for everything but death itself, come find the best prices on black seed capsules or 8-ounce varieties. when you visit thepowermall.com or call 877-817-9829 to purchase.
Hi, it's Joyce Riley with the Power Hour. There's something really fun and exciting about discovering products that make life more pleasant and enjoyable. Well, Miracle 2 soaps definitely fit that description. The shelves at the supermarket are packed with soaps and cleansers that are full of chemicals that slowly destroy our health and the environment. Miracle 2 products are all natural, like the green soap that can replace your bath, laundry, household soaps, and cleaning products. And please try Miracle 2 skin lotion. It's quickly absorbed and not greasy like all those other mass-produced lotions. Miracle 2 moisturizer is full of fabulous oils and emollients that leave the skin healthy and baby soft. I guarantee after you discover how amazing Miracle 2 products are, you'll recommend them to everyone you know. Just call 877-817-9829. That's 877-817-9829. Or visit thepowermall.com. You'll learn why so many people say it's not just soap, it's a miracle.
Boost your immune system naturally this year with oil of oregano, a potent germ killer. This is the true wild oregano oil P73, a blend of edible spices of wild oregano grown on natural mineral-rich soils. Research published in the International Journal of Food Microbiology found that oil of oregano is an excellent germicide capable of killing a wide range of fungi and bacteria. Get it today by visiting thepowermall.com or calling 877-817-9829.
Hi everyone, this is Catherine, producer of The Power Hour. Not very many of you know that I suffer from an autoimmune disease, and one product that I depend on daily is Global Healing Center's organic plant-based selenium. Selenium is essential for optimal endocrine and immune function, and for moderating the inflammatory response. Not only that, but this essential trace mineral plays a vital role in promoting a healthy thyroid, maintaining cardiovascular health, and supporting metabolism. This expertly crafted supplement is extracted from the mustard seed plant. It is vegan-friendly and highly bioavailable, ensuring optimal absorption of this powerful antioxidant. So whether or not you're dealing with an autoimmune disorder like me, or you simply want to boost your immune function, I recommend you try Global Healing Center Selenium from The Power Mall. It's available by going to thepowermall.com or by calling 877-817-9829. That's 877-817-9829.
Many Americans are growing increasingly concerned about the rapidly growing U.S. government deficits. Recognizing that the additional printing of paper money devalues U.S. currency. To compensate, American gold and silver coins will provide wealth protection. U.S. Coin Capital provides physical gold and silver coins delivered directly to our clients. You can reach us at 1-800-878-2646. uscoincapital.com.
And we're back at 33 minutes after the hour of 8 a.m. Central Time here where we are. Cheryl Chumley is on the East Coast. She is the prolific author and online opinion editor for the Washington Times. Always faithful on the show. God bless you for the work you're doing, Cheryl. Welcome back to the show.
Thank you. Thank you so much for having me.
So anyway, I see you're on the nice blue background this morning, bright and shiny and bushy tailed, as it were. See, the thing is, we were just talking before, and it's just the irony of it all. We were just talking about COVID before we went to break and talking about this new study that they've been doing. Pfizer now reporting, you know, the studies they're doing, saying 1 in 3 incidents of the jab results in some sort of adverse event. Natural, you know, unnatural immune response. But the thing is now you have an article out about natural immunity, which is proving better than the jab. Now we got the CDC out there, JN.1. It's spreading. I'm not going to play the Lions and Tigers and Bears. Oh, my. That would be a little disruptive here on the show. But what's your take on all this?
Well, my take on all this is that, once again, common sense prevails, right, along with true science. We heard all along the whole coronavirus 3+ years of crazy that really is still going on in some spots in America, depending on where you live. People are still wearing face masks by themselves in their cars. for some odd reason. But what we've learned is that what we knew all along about face masks, social distancing, staying home and locking yourself in your room and cowering from the virus, and about the shots that were experimental, even though we were told they weren't, that they were fully tested and safe, we're finding that all that government narrative is, surprise, surprise, untrue. And so I would just say, going forward, if something like this pops again, which I'm pretty sure it's going to, that common sense stay in the room.
Wow. See, you're also, besides a commentary writer for The Washington Times, you're the host of the Bold and Blunt twice weekly podcast. Aren't podcasts fun? You can get away with saying anything you want to, including F-bombs, because you're not on the radio like we are. So, you know, I mean, you really, being in D.C., I'm sorry, but you really got to be frustrated every time, because you've covered Capitol Hill. And every time you go talk to some politician out there, you got to wonder whether they're lying through their teeth. Isn't that true? Isn't it true?
Well, you know, this country was based on people who questioned the government narrative, right? And that wanted to put liberty at the helm and government in the role of humble servant. That's basically the foundation of America. So just because, and let me just stick with COVID for a second, just because somebody has a medical degree or 6 college degrees does not make them better able, better equipped to decide for you and your family your medical treatments, right? And so that's sort of what happened under the coronavirus. Everybody deferred to those with higher degrees. And in this country, it's freedom first, and everything else gets held up to that lens of freedom.
Now, they just did a study in Estonia involving a pool of some 329,000 plus people. What did they find?
Well, again, they found that the shots aren't as safe and as effective as we were told. And they also questioned, if you look down deeper in that study and along with other studies that just came out, that the face masks don't work as well as we were told. And so you raised a point, a very good point, at the very outset of our discussion, that so many people are finding now that they are experiencing adverse health reactions from the shots. And that is something that individuals need to take into consideration as they go forward to determine, well, should I take this next round of shots, this next boosters, particularly when government is still pushing these shots and in children as young as 6 months old. So let's look at these studies with cooler eyes and sort of look at the data again and the real science and allow individuals to make the choice.
The real problem I have, as we just reported on here, is the fact that they just did a study with Emerson Polling. They surveyed all these Midwestern states, and they were asking people in the study who was going to take the booster. And I'm like, whoa, whoa, put the brakes on here, folks. They're asking them about that. Don't they first have to pre-qualify? Because if you're taking a booster, that must mean that you took the first 2 jabs. And if that's the case, and you're asking a question, aren't you violating HIPAA regulations?
See, that's such an interesting question, right? Because up until the coronavirus, there was a thing in this country called medical privacy. And if somebody were to ask me, a stranger on the street, right, have you taken this certain medical treatment? Have you taken this shot? Have you done this? My response to them would have been none of your business. And that flew out the window, because all of a sudden what came from this coronavirus was a shift in Americans' thinking from individualism to one of collectivism, where we were brainwashed into thinking that the medical choices we made had to be good for the entire state. So even if we didn't want to take the shot or wear the face mask or stay home, we were told that we needed to do it for others, for everyone else in America who is afraid of the virus and didn't want to stay home themselves. So to make them feel more comfortable, we had to do these things that made us feel uncomfortable.
Gee, Cheryl, that sounds like socialism to me.
That is, right? Socialism, communism, collectivism. It's all about what's good for the state based on orders from the government.
Marx and Nietzsche revisited right here in America. It's, here's the thing, Cheryl, you and I both know they tested this stuff in advance. They had focus groups and they engineered all this, this Hegelian dialectic on America. Lock them down, brainwash them, get in their heads, scare them half to death, put them into this collective mode, turn around and accuse people of being un-American if they didn't take it. I mean, this is, look what's happened to us. I mean, this is, and there's still people out there that think we're all idiots because we didn't take the jab, yet people are dropping like flies.
You know, on one hand, it's humorous, right, when you look back, but it becomes more alarming when you look ahead, because you nailed it when you talked about how this was a sort of test, right? There are many people out there, the bureaucrats at the global governments, the bureaucrats in the Democrat Party and even in the Republican Party, who looked at how we cowered in this nation, how the left was able to exploit fear to get us to just willingly cede our individual rights. And the worst to me was when the churches closed. When the churches closed because a local government bureaucrat told them that you need to tell your congregation to stay home and shut your door, because it's for the good of the people. And yet, right down the street, the marijuana shop was allowed to stay open, or the big box retail, Target, Walmart. And so if you look ahead, we only need to look at the World Economic Forum's Klaus Schwab to see how they want to take the lessons learned from the coronavirus and use it to segue into the next big change around the world, the climate change regulations that they've already made the case for based on coronavirus lessons.
Yeah, but the COP 28, I call it the cop out 28. it's a joke. They're out there telling us we got to eat lab grown meat, yet they're all over there eating steak and prime rib and all that stuff. You know, only for me, not for thee. You must wear a face diaper. So, you know, and people driving around in their cars with face diapers on. I mean, I call them COVIDiots. And if they have hypoxia, they're going to have a COVAccident. I mean, that's just the way it is. I mean, can you imagine a cop responding to an accident where somebody passed out at the wheel and they still have their mask on and they cracked up their car and the cop's just shaking their head going, what is it with these people? I always am telling folks, look, when you go to the grocery store and you see people with masks on, look at them to see if their face is flushed. They might be running a fever. Might be a legitimate reason why they're wearing it. But a lot of them, like you said, are scared. They're still scared and they're running around with face diapers on and they show everybody not so much that, I mean, they didn't make God their number one. They made government their number one. And this is a sign of compliance still, is it not?
It is. It's the outward show of compliance and obedience to government dictates, right? So if you're somebody who wants to use the coronavirus fear and segue into something else where you can exert even more controls on the masses, all you need to do is look around and see the spots in American communities where face masks are still being worn, or see school systems where children are still told you should wear a face mask. We're not going to mandate it because we can't, but then they pressure people, young children, to wear face masks, or businesses and college campuses in America that still have in place mandates for shots as conditions of going to work or as conditions for attending on-campus study. So there's a lot that's taking place in America now that is still an outward show of compliance. We're just not reporting on it as frequently as we used to.
It seems like a majority of the stuff, though, is still going on in blue state cities. Is that what you're finding?
Oh, absolutely. I mean, most of your Republican-run areas, states and localities, booted most of the coronavirus mandates early on. And the ones that didn't only kept in place the outward show of obedience to the mandates just to get the Democrats and left off their back, but they didn't have enforcement.
Well, the bigger problem is that all these blue state cities and people that are enforcing this, they're the same ones that are the sanctuary states, the same ones that are having homeless problems. I mean, we had Adam Andrzejewski on the other day talking about their study on poop patrol. And literally, he was talking about all the places they can actually track down the supply of poop using latitude and longitude. And they show you exactly where some homeless person defecated on the sidewalks in San Francisco. I mean, when stuff like this comes out, I'm beside myself. But it just exemplifies everything we're talking about as far as the nonsense and total chaos that's going on in these blue state cities.
nonsense is a good word for it, because as you rightly point out, these are the same people that want open borders and so forth, that still want to exploit the fear of the coronavirus and force other people, the entire nation, to wear face masks. But at the same time, here's the nonsense part, the nonsensical part. The open borders, right, they allow people in across the borders, but don't mandate the same sort of coronavirus-tied restrictions on the illegals who are coming through. They don't mandate face masks. They don't mandate shots or anything. As a matter of fact, they give them money and send them on their way happily to some hotel in America that taxpayers pay for. So on one hand, you've got the Democrats clamping down on liberties for American citizens. But on the other hand, you've got these same Democrats just scoffing the idea of seizing liberties from the poor illegals they want to flow across the border.
But the bigger problem is like what happened with this Houston cheerleader. Her mom came home and found her dead. And now they've arrested an illegal immigrant, one of the gotaways, and charged him with her murder. So I got to wonder when all of this stuff is going to start to implode in the major cities. What do you hear? What's the pulse on Capitol Hill about all of this?
About border control specifically?
All of it. Yeah. What's Congress? I mean, Congress could be doing something about this right now, but they're really not, are they?
Yeah, it's funny you mention that, right? Because for 3 years, we suffered under ridiculous coronavirus clampdowns. And where were Republicans in Congress, right? Passing legislation that could have made clear that a local health bureaucrat does not have the right to shut down private businesses because they won't make people wear face masks as conditions of entry. Congress is Congress and politicians are politicians. And we in America need to stop looking at Washington, D.C. politicians as the savior of our constitutional and God-given freedoms. They serve their purpose. If you look at Donald Trump, right, you mentioned about the killed cheerleader. Well, Donald Trump rose to prominence by talking about Kate Steinle, the woman who was killed by an illegal immigrant who had previously been deported 5 times for various felonies on that California pier. And he campaigned on that issue and won on the common sense promise to control the borders. And so we can have politicians who do have success, but by and large, we have to stop looking at Congress because it's just one big debacle up there. They promise something to voters, they campaign on it, they go to Capitol Hill, and then they just let it go by the wayside.
Wow, this is everything that we've been talking about on the show, Cheryl. Now, you have the Bold and Blunt podcast, and I was listening to your libertarian piece that you were talking about, which I think is pretty interesting. And because of the fact you focused on that, and I don't mean to, you know, steer away from the COVID shots, but I mean, we've had this conversation multiple times, and you wrote the book Lockdown, The Socialist Plan to Take Away Your Freedom. Do you see that happening as the 2024 election cycle starts to gain momentum? Do you see them trying to pull another fast one to shut down even the opportunity to have an election?
I do, though I don't know the success rate that they will have this time, because there have been many reforms implemented in Republican-controlled areas, right? Republican-controlled states and localities have cleaned up voter rolls. They're alert to what took place in the last presidential election, and they're on guard. So at the same time, though, I do see Democrats, they don't have any principles to campaign on and win. So they have to take alternative routes. They either have to lie about what they stand for, which they do regularly, or when that doesn't work, they have to cheat at the ballot boxes, which they saw great success with that in the last presidential run. So I do see that the Democrats are going to encourage people to vote, you know, early, vote mail-in and so forth as a way of controlling how the counts come out in the end.
Yeah, it's amazing how this whole thing is playing itself out, and people are starting to recognize all these politicians now are leaving. The latest being our friend out in California, McCarthy. So at the end of the year, I'm out of here, but I can do some good. I'd be willing to serve on Trump's cabinet. I'm like, really? Are you serious, Kevin? You're going to sit there and vie for one of those positions on his cabinet? Are you kidding? Trump is wanting to drain the swamp. Everybody in America wants to see him do it. But see, again, and because you're so connected to Capitol Hill, that's one of the reasons why we have you on, because, I mean, you are talking to a lot of people out there and engaging, I mean, with your own staff at the Times, right?
Yes. And I just have to say that the political atmosphere, it's tense, right? It's divisive. But honestly, the good part of that is it forces people to pick sides, and publicly, right? So you get a better sense of who is on the side of freedom in Congress versus who is not. Whereas years before, just think back under Barack Obama, where John Boehner was Speaker of the House. And how many times did John Boehner promise no new debt, no new increases on the debt ceiling, only to go behind closed doors with Barack Obama and Democrats and his Republican rhino friends, and then come out and raise the debt ceiling, cry about it on video so we could all see he was upset by that, and then promise to never do it again. At least now things are so divisive, right, that we get a real good sense of who's for American constitutional freedoms and who is not.
Okay, so now here's Mike Johnson in the driver's seat. We got this FISA 702 situation facing us. Good or bad? How did this come out for us?
You know, you could make a case on either side of that, really. That's one of those issues I don't have a strong stand for. I can see both arguments on that.
Okay. I know that may be drifting a little bit outside the margin of knowledge, too, because, see, we're still trying to decipher through all of this. We just know that they've gone to the FISA courts and they've lied in order to get search warrants. We know they've done it. And see, the thing is Rand Paul, back to this issue, he's still investigating Fauci, claiming that Fauci has had connections with the CIA when this whole pandemic started. Have you heard anything to that effect?
Well, I think that Anthony Fauci is going to face some more accountability from members of Congress, particularly when the elections are over. But going back to your FISA issue, I've been a longtime hater of the FISA courts because I never understood how those are constitutional at all. I mean, you have a right to face your accuser in court. And the warrant procedure in America is supposed to be something that is open. You're not supposed to go behind closed doors and just get a judge to sign off on a secret spy against an American citizen. And so those courts should actually be booted. And as far as Anthony Fauci goes, honestly, in the end, I don't think he's going to face much accountability. I think he's going to face congressional questions, but we're never going to see Anthony Fauci, you know, carted off to jail or anything.
That hurts. It hurts America to know that this man was behind the scenes directing all this stuff. And we know he was. I mean, this is something we can read between the lines. And that's what I've been encouraging our listeners here on the Power Hour to do. So, I mean, you're always a friend of the show. And the fact is that, you know, you read between the lines on a lot of this stuff. Plans for the future. What do you see happening in America with this whole situation with the jab based on the studies and everything else we're hearing and all these people not wanting to take the jabs anymore and rebelling? If they try to come out with another wave of this garbage, what do you see happening?
I would like to be optimistic and say that Americans have enough backlash and fight in them to not go through another sort of coronavirus crazy. But the problem here is where many more Americans are alert to the government overreach. In the end, in many instances, it doesn't matter if more Americans or most Americans want to fight government clampdowns. The left and the bureaucrats only need a few key people in positions of power in order to force the issue of mandates. For example, if you want to fly on an airplane and the Joe Biden administration or Democrats come out and mandate that you have to wear a face mask as a condition of flying, you're put in that uncomfortable decision. What do I do? Maybe it gets even more uncomfortable when you consider that the Department of Education could mandate that public schools require children to have vaccines as a condition of attending school or wear face masks. As a parent in America. What are you going to do? So it's not necessarily that we need 51% of Americans fighting against the next round of clampdowns and seizures of liberty. We need the right Americans making enough of a stink about it that those in positions of power are afraid of the American backlash and they stop trying to seize our liberties.
The bigger problem is we just had a 15-month-old die after getting the three vaccines that they're, you know, systematically required. This is why we have more homeschooling moms out there, and yes, homeschool rates are growing. Cheryl Chumley, we're out of time, but God bless you for everything you're doing. We appreciate you being on the show. Once again, folks, we're out of time. The book is Lockdown, The Socialist Plan to Take Away Your Freedom. Cheryl Chumley, that book is still available. And if you go through the Power Hour, look for the guest link and click on that, and it'll take you right to where you can buy the book, okay? We just, you're out there doing what's good for America. We appreciate it, Cheryl. Thanks so much. And folks, we'll be back tomorrow with our Tuesday edition here in the Power Hour. God bless you, and God bless the United States of America. Time to take a stand. See you tomorrow.
Harmful organisms are everywhere affecting your health and well-being. Fortunately, there's a solution. Paratrex is a unique formula designed to help create an environment that's hostile to invading organisms. Made with a blend of herbs and other natural ingredients such as wormwood, which has often been used in traditional medicine as a dewormer. If unwanted organisms are affecting your health, Paratrex can help bring it all back in balance. Order today from thepowermill.com or call 877-817-9829. Are you tired of trying to figure out how to get all your fruits and vegetables into your busy lifestyle? OptiVita Complete Essentials provides you with 22 whole food vitamins and minerals, 29 fruits and vegetables, probiotics, antioxidants, and botanicals for ultimate health and nutrition. 30 individual packs, now less than $3 per day. Get your OptiVita Complete Essentials by calling 877-817-9829 or order online at thepowermall.com.
I don't know where to start. There's so many products you guys offer. I think one of the first things I ever ordered from you guys was your clay. The clay is miraculous. I could not do without that. And the charcoal, you know, you can get yourself in a bathtub to kind of help take the toxins out. So just those two alone, but I could go on to the OptiVita Silver Lozenges. Of course, then the OregaResp and the P73, the oil of oregano, and your Vitamir toothpaste. Again, I could go on and on and on.
Call Jay at thepowermall.com and receive superior customer service. Call 1-877-817-9829 right now. That number again is 1-877-817-9829. Support small businesses and buy from the good guys at thepowermall.com. That's thepowermall.com.
My husband is a welder by trade, but he grinds his welding products, and he doesn't wear a helmet or a mask to do that. And he had this cruddy stuff in his lungs, and it just wasn't going away. And I heard you one time talking about the Sera enzyme for the lungs, and my goodness, I mean, he can breathe so much easier, and I don't hear that crud in his lungs. Thank you so very much.
To find out more about this product or others like it, go to our website at thepowermall.com. That's thepowermall.com. Call 877-817-9829. That number again is 877-817-9829. Jay's standing by to take your call. Now more than ever, we need your support. Buy from the good guys at thepowermall.com. That's thepowermall.com.